You know, if you could talk to a younger you as a parent, go back to that firstborn that we kind of experiment on, right? You've gone through the process now. Maybe your kids are a little bit older. Maybe they're out of the home. And you look back and you say, you know what? If I could go back there and do it all over again, here's one thing maybe I would add more of or less of in this parenting thing. And we'd love to hear it. I'll tell you why, because there's a young parent listening somewhere in America today who's right there where you were. And your words might make all the difference in terms of them saying, well, I never thought about that. Or I'm not alone. What have you learned? One thing you'd share with a younger parent. Intentional Living, 7-word mission, helping you experience life as God intended. Count them, 7 words. That's really what we do. And today, helping you experience parenting life, your parenting relationships, the parenting responsibilities as God intended, for His glory and frankly for your benefit and the huge benefit to your kids. So if you want to leave your comment, you can, 888-888-1717. We've got callers all ready to go. Let's get started with Catherine in Arizona. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing for parents?
Oh, just not worrying about the messes. And I was just so overwhelmed with my 3 kids are less than 2 years apart. And I was homeschooling, husband's traveling. And it was just overwhelmed about, you know, how much mess is this recipe going to make? How much we have to clean up this and cutting out recipes and fun times for creating the picture perfect for the precious moments, you know?
Yeah. And so did you fall prey to that or did you overcome it?
I had some glimpses, like sometimes where I could overcome it, but it was just feeling too much guilt about, now we're behind. Now we got to pick up all the messes because we went and had fun today at a field trip. So now, then cutting those things out. So I just realized, I mean, they're still teenagers, so I'm trying to relax more and stay off of Pinterest and not look at all the picture perfect homes and stuff like that.
Talk about that. I've wondered about that. Is that really, it's got to be an issue for a lot of people because so much of what is projected on social media is always the perfect stuff, right? And that's not the way life really works.
Yeah. We had done so much work and time and money to fix up our homes. We had 2 different older homes. And now we just moved to a 20-year-old home. It's less than half the age of the other homes. And I'm just like, you know what? We're going to wait on a remodel. We're not going to worry about that now. But it was in the back of my mind controlling me and making me feel guilty that we did this nice remodel, but I can't even keep it clean. You know, that was always in my back of my head. And now I just tell myself, I'm not going to go on these Pinterest and websites. I don't want to use Facebook right now. Just give myself a break and just enjoy the moments with the kids, have fun. And yeah, just giving myself a break.
That's what we call the good old days before all that. Right. And by the way, in the good so-called good old days when there wasn't Pinterest and all the digital media, parents figured out other things to fill their time. Come on. So it's not just this generation. This is true in every generation. It becomes workaholism or busyness with other things, or like you say, maybe it's having a perfect home and because you want to be projecting to the world things that are not reality. You know, come on now. Let's get real with each other. Right now, today, if you turn on the television or you go online to follow the news, the world is an absolute mess. There's huge division going on. And our kids, your kids, my children and grandchildren are facing enormous challenges in their schools. They're facing enormous challenges on the streets, online, in social media, with friendships, with bullying, with drugs. Come on, we all know what's going on. Now more than ever, parents, I'm going to preach now for just a moment, then we'll get back to calls. Whoever is most intentional in the life of your son or daughter is going to win their heart. Whoever is most intentional in the life of your kids will win the battle. And it's either going to be the streets of America, the online of America, the TikToks of the world, or it's going to be us as parents and our homes and our family and our church community and our friends and the things that are important to us. Now, those are realities. You have to manage those. I get that. You got to manage those things in the lives of your sons and your daughters today. But the message that was coming through yesterday and again today, be there, be present, connect with your kids. That's essential. Okay. All right. Thank you, Catherine. I appreciate it. Let me go to Jamie in Arizona. Hi there. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it. What's your one thing? Go right ahead.
So I've been through the ringer just in the last 10 years. I lost my mom to suicide 11 years ago. Mm. And so she, I know she loved me, but she wasn't really affectionate. And I told myself that I would be more affectionate to my kids than I hadn't been. And I got sick last year, and I failed to be a good grandma. I just had two grandbabies, you know, in the last couple of years when I was sick. And I haven't been present, you know, and that's all I ever wanted, just to be present with my kids and make sure they know I love them and everything. But it's been a struggle. It's been a real struggle. And I just wish that I could tell them, you know, like over the radio right now. But, you know, I just felt like I just needed to say that. So,
have you told them that?
I have told them that. I think they kind of resent me because I'm kind of like my mom. I don't know. I just feel like I just wished I had, you know, more of the ability to voice the way I feel instead of, you know, keeping it in.
Are you feeling like you're a failure at this thing?
Yeah, I do. I do feel like that.
How old are the kids?
I have a 30-year-old son and a 33-year-old daughter, and two grandbabies are my sons.
And what is your relationship like with them now?
My son is he resents me. I think he thinks that I've been anxious all my life. So what is the difference now? I mean, what is any difference? You know, but I physically had never been sick, and I got sick, and I don't know what it could have been from, you know, COVID, my last COVID vaccine. I don't know, but he kind of tells me he has his own family. He can't fix me. And I told him, you don't need to fix me. I just want you to let you know how much I do love you and the kids. And I wish I was more present. I just want to be 100% when I'm present.
Yeah. So do they give you the impression that you're clinging too much? Is that the message?
Maybe he is, you know, it's so hard. He was a mama's boy, you know, for all many years. And I just feel like I've lost that, you know, and I want that back. But like I said, I feel like I'm still struggling physically, but I want to be there emotionally and physically 100%. I don't want to just be there, you know, 10, 15, 20%. I want to be able to, you know, have a relationship with my grandkids 100%.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I feel like I've missed out, and I've kind of been, you know, is chastised the word? I don't know. I just feel like I'm a good person. You know, I believe in God. I'm not always, you know, but I just feel like I have been, you know, through the ringer for what reason? You know what I mean?
Well, I tell you what, let me share what I hear, Jamie, if it's okay, because I know you called to share. Basically, you were saying, I wish I could just have done it differently, which I don't know, and I'm not sure you're clear either what that means exactly. What I hear is a certain amount of confusion in terms of, I don't know what my relationship is like, I don't know what's wrong with me or them or what, it's kind of confused. And here's what I would encourage you to do. We're talking about intentional living. Ask yourself this question and maybe get some advice for you separate from your kids. Talk to someone. What one thing could you do over the next 30 days in a relationship with your son that would be the very best thing in that relationship? And then do that one thing. Don't do anything other. Just do that one thing. Could be, I'm going to pray for my son for 30 days. It could be I'm going to send my son a letter or a note or an email or a text and just say, hey, I love you or thinking of you, or every day send a little text with a verse. Think about what one thing is not working now. We talk about decluttering. What is not working now? And you're probably the only one who can answer that. And you probably know if you really stop, or maybe you're maybe someone that knows you well enough can share what one thing maybe you could back off on that would strengthen that relationship. But don't give up. Don't give up on that relationship. I know you don't want to. But also remember, when you talk about being all in, you know, kids, they go into another generation, they have their family, and it's hard sometimes to have that 100% that you're talking about. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back. Hope that helps. Don't go away.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I have two small children, and so listening to what people call in about, it makes it very relatable to know that you're not going through it alone.
Mother's Day is almost here, and Intentional Living helps moms like Sarah live an intentional life for Christ. And now, you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, when you do that, you're a part of a moving, impactful ministry today, and we appreciate your prayers and your financial support, your monthly support. What happens when you are able to support us monthly on the auto plan? We give you a link so you can get to our digital platform of all the teaching we've had over the last couple of years for our members, and you're part of a community making a difference, and you're helping keep us on the radio and our podcasts and things that we do behind the scenes to impact people. I thank you. You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, or you can go to theintentionallife.com and click on that donate icon, and there you go. Be a part of the family. We were talking here during the break about Jamie, and Jennifer, you made a good point that, you know, she wants to be there. She wants 100% involvement, I think, in connected with her son and those grandkids. And mm-hmm. What I was thinking is maybe defining what 100% means, because maybe 100% for her, to the son, it feels oppressive, controlling. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just speculating. But defining what the relationship is, I think, is important between, we talked about this on the show earlier, I think a day or two ago, and we talked about adult children, right? Mm-hmm. And the importance of having a good relationship and being able to define things.
I just think she might be overthinking it. Maybe the son just wants her there. Not, you don't have to be perfect. No one's perfect. So maybe, you know, for him, you can be 20% and he'd be happy that you're there.
Yeah.
And then writing your feelings in a letter, I thought was a great idea, because sometimes people are not good talking with others to their face and saying exactly what they want to say. But if you say it in a letter, he'll know exactly how you feel.
That's good. All right, thank you. The wisdom of this team here is just amazing to me. All right, let's go to Justin in New Mexico. Hey, Justin, thanks for hanging in there. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. What's your one thing for parents today?
Speak your child's love language.
Have you been able to do that with your kids?
Yes, sir. So Dr. Gary Chapman wrote a book, and he's actually written quite a few, The Five Love Languages of Children, Five Love Languages of Teenagers, even parents. And the love languages are like words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. In understanding what your child's love language is, and being able to fill their cup will give them so much love and, I guess you could say, energy.
Yeah.
It makes things much, much easier. Gary Chapman did a wonderful job whenever he came out with the book. I encourage all parents to read it.
Yeah, I do too. Gary's a friend. I had him on. We had him on a few months ago, and we talked about this, the five love languages and with kids. And in fact, probably can find that in our archive somewhere. If you type in Gary Chapman, I don't know if they can search it. Is that what they do? I don't know. I should know these things. But anyway, you could probably find that interview online, Justin. But you're right. The Five Love Languages is a great book for us just to understand ourselves and the love language of other people. But he also has one just for parents with kids. Good reminder. All right. Thank you. Good reminder. Laura in Michigan. How you doing, Laura?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your one thing?
My one thing would be never take time for granted. I am a young mom with twin boys, but I also had a 3.5-year-old daughter who passed away in August.
Oh.
Complications of a hip surgery. We didn't think there was going to be any problems. We just thought it was going to be in and out, and she passed away. So I say, take all the pictures, take all the videos, and people say you're crazy because you're always taking pictures and videos, but it's okay. That's and right. See God's blessing through every moment in your life.
This changed your life, hasn't it?
Yes, it definitely. She changed my life. Yeah. Before, when I was pregnant with her, we were told that she wouldn't survive birth. She was born with cleft lip and cleft palate. And something called hollow prosencephaly with her brain. And she was a warrior, and she fought, and she was doing phenomenal. She was doing great in school, everything. And this was just a hip surgery. And so I didn't think anything of it. And we were on our way home, and she had passed away on the way home.
Oh.
But God was in every moment, and I say that very clearly because we were only 10 minutes away from home, which the hospital was 2.5 hours away. So God made sure that Dad was able to come to the scene. We were able to have our parish priest come to the scene. God was there holding us during the whole thing. And I truly believe even during the worst of times in life, He is there. He is there for us.
Oh, he absolutely is. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. Honestly, I have a great community, a great parish that we go to. I'm doing pretty good. I just had a birthday, though, and that was a very hard day for me.
Yeah.
Because she's not here, and I am getting nervous about Mother's Day.
Yeah.
But honestly, I just, having all of the pictures and videos that we are able to have now with our phones, it has helped me so much.
Yes. Mm. How are you guys doing in your marriage?
Actually, our marriage has gotten stronger. My husband has really stepped up and has been phenomenal as a father, but as a husband as well.
Well, the message is don't take even a day for granted, right?
No, don't, because you just think, oh, they'll grow old. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you'll be the first one to pass away. And it's not true. You never know. You never know when those little ones might be gone.
Yes. Well,
and she was literally my sidekick. We did everything together because my boys were in school, and we did everything together. Hmm. So you cannot take that for granted.
Amen. Well, Laura, you've spoken to me and a lot of people today. I think Stephen wants to talk to you. I'd like to, Stephen, let's send Laura a copy of our Bible, the chronological Bible, something that may want to add to her reading and study of Scripture in the days ahead. All right. Thank you, Laura. What do you say? We have a break? I'll be right back.
I called a couple weeks ago. I had a concern, like, whenever I'm around people, my mind would always say, well, nobody's going to talk to you or nobody's going to sit by you. And this just haunts me. And so I just want to thank you for how you've been focusing on the mind and, like, changing my mind and my thinking. I'm really trying really, really hard to think different, just rebuke these negative thoughts. I just really do appreciate your ministry. And so I'd like to become a support your ministry. Again, I really appreciate you focusing on the mind. Okay, thank you. God bless you. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Be renewed in the spirit of that mind of yours. That's what the Bible says. And take captive every thought out of obedience to Christ. Take captive. You know, we know what it is to be taken captive. We see that in the news when you take a hold of something and you don't let it go. And that can be a very bad thing in the world today when people are being captured and held in captivity, right? That's awful. But when you take captive your thoughts, that's a good thing. Before it comes out of that mouth of yours or me, right? Or onto the pen, or maybe the email that you're ready to send, or the text, or whatever it is, taking captive that thought, because we become what we think about over an extended period of time. That's a powerful reminder. Thank you. And by the way, I just need to say a huge thank you to each of you who have been so faithful in financially supporting this ministry. I mean, I know that you could take that money and do other things with it. I get it. But the fact that you're sharing $30 a month or $100, whatever it is, or a single gift, I know that can be a sacrifice. And we have many of you who do that. You just say, hey, we just put it in the budget because it's important for us to do. And I say thanks. And we don't take that for granted. You're making a difference in someone's life as a result of your financial support and your prayers. And when you join us monthly, you'll be joining a community of people all around the country who are supporting every month and have access to all of the digital teaching that we have online and new things I'm hoping to be putting up here in the next few weeks, more content for you to encourage you, both video and audio. And so when you come and join us, you can be a part of making a difference in someone's life. And for those of you joining us on Facebook today live, you can join us as well. And we appreciate your financial support. But you also have the opportunity to hit the share and share this information with your friends all around the country or around the world. Would you do that? Tell them about Intentional Living. Get them plugged in so they can hear the audio stream, hear the program, our podcast, our radio program. How do you do that? Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. All right, we're talking about one thing you would tell a younger you. Dinesh is in Arizona. What's your one thing?
Yes, when raising teenagers, with any kid, you have that emotional connection. And when they're so emotionally distraught because their friend's allowed to do this or their friend has this phone or whatever, and you know that social media or too much screen time is not good for them, but they're emotionally so caught up in what's not fair and what they don't have, and you just feel bad and you hurt for them because you know they don't understand, and you give in or you go lax on your rules or what you really feel is best for them because you don't want to see them hurting, or they just wear you down. Looking back, there's times that I realize, had I held out, had I stayed stronger, maybe my child wouldn't have gone through the agony that they went through had I just stuck to my guns.
Yeah, that's good. But listen, let's talk about parenting. It's easy to say things and then not follow through. And kids start to say, hey, mom's a pushover. But don't say things you don't mean, right? So be careful what you say. Promises and otherwise. All right, time for one last call. I think, Daniel, you're going to wrap it up for us in Arizona today. What one thing would you tell a younger parent?
Well, I would actually tell a younger parent, what I did was, it's one thing. The first bit is always spending time with the child.
Yeah.
Always being there, always, you know, playing when the kitty wants to play, and that goes hand in hand with the patience. You know, when a child is screaming or, you know, upset, we tend to be more impatient, be like, oh, what does this child want? And instead, we need to be like, okay, So let's figure out here, okay, you're probably hungry, so let's get you some food or a nap or changing or something like that. And, like, the first thing, like, we did, we actually started teaching my son sign language.
Wow.
Along with English. And we were signing to him. He knew how to speak in sign language much, much sooner than English.
Yeah. But I know some parents do that. It's interesting. I've seen that done.
Yeah. Like, he could tell us he was tired or he was hungry or he needed a drink. You know, pretty much everything. It was pretty amazing.
Is this an only child?
I have a second child.
Uh-huh.
His mother, it's our only child, yes.
Wow. So your one thing, it sounds like, is just really investing into their life and time. How is he responding as he's getting older? Is he demanding more of your time, or is he pretty good in that balance?
He's pretty good in the balance, because, like, what one of the other listeners just said, you know, and I think you had said it also, is, like, you know, having the child make their own choices and living with the consequences.
Yeah.
My mom was like, don't put the fork in the toaster. My dad was like, wait, just watch. Okay, yeah, that was a bad idea, wasn't it?
I'm with your mom on that one.
You know, but, I mean, they learned from experiencing. Like, when he always used to, he still does, loves to help me bake and cook.
Yeah, but you know, Daniel, we got parents listening who have four kids, and they're thinking, come on, Daniel, I can't do that. I got four kids.
Personally, what I would do would be, like, I would hope that I would still have the same energy. Now, granted, I don't know if I would, and I don't want to try to put myself in another parent's position and say that, oh, you have all the energy in the world, because I don't have four kids. But I would like to always engage my child or children into doing things that I like or being interested in the things that they want to do as well.
That's right. Thank you, Daniel. Great way to close the show. And a two-part series, yesterday and today. If you missed yesterday, the first part of this discussion, it's available for you on our website at theintentionallife.com. And we have archives of all of our programs for the last numbers of weeks and months there online for you, and as well through our podcasts. Today and yesterday, talking about one thing for parenting. You know, our 7-word mission here in our center is to help you experience life as God intended. And today we've been really helping you experience, or think about experiencing, your parenting life, your parenting responsibility, as God intended. Get into His Word. The messages were clear yesterday and today. Time is short. Enjoy every moment. You know, stick to what you have to do. Follow through. Be a parent with a backbone. You're there to train them, right? Hold them accountable. And be careful what you allow into your home and into their lives. I'm Dr. Randy. Thank you for joining the whole team here. God bless you. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.